You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is July 14th, 2021. I hope you are doing well and your family and all your loved ones are well as the coronavirus makes an unwelcome comeback in America and other parts of the world. I don't know how else to say this other than if you're a fucking retard who has not gotten a vaccination yet, you need to go and get vaccinated. It's not up to you to just make your own decisions on this. You are literally endangering the health of the people around you. Viruses are real. Vaccinations work. And 607,000 people have died from COVID. And lots of other people are getting long-term problems from it already. We're seeing this. It's real. It's time for everybody to finally just fucking grow up and believe in science. This is how great civilizations fall from the stupid underbelly of the civilization. These morons, these Karens that are running around laying on the floor and stores and screaming at the top of their lungs that their rights are being violated and whatnot. You know, all these Trump tars running around. Tell you what, electing Trump, it was the worst timing imaginable for humankind because he ushered in this new age of stupidity right at the moment when mankind needed it the most. So, but it's really killing people right now. This new Delta variant is apparently much stronger and much more communicable than the previous one that killed 607,000 people. So it's imperative that everybody get vaccinated so we can finally put it away. In the last couple of days, I've seen two news stories about two Trump tards who have died from COVID, including one was a nurse and she was a Trump tard and she refused to get the vaccine, dead. Young mother, too, on top of it. Another Trump tard idiot, didn't refuse to get a vaccine. Ended up with lung damage from COVID, and he ended up having both of his lungs, new lungs put in, new transplants. I'd rather see him dead so that those lungs could be given to somebody who's not fucking stupid, you know. Anyway, that's my PSA for today. There's no excuse, people. I'm sorry, okay? Get the fucking vaccination. Grow up. Anyway, And, you know, part of it's just, I mean, it's frustration for me. I mean, I'm vaccinated, so I'm not really that worried about it. But I just want the world to go back to normal and not have this death lingering over us all the time. This kind of fear, you know. It's like white noise, you know. It's been like white noise the last year and a half, and I want it to be done with, you know. And we can't be done with it when we have these selfish, stupid people in America and around the world who refuse to listen to science. I don't know. Anyway, as far as the site's concerned, I've had a number of really hot stories, and I've got one that is really super hot, but I am still doing kind of background information on it. I hesitate to publish it yet because I'm really kind of chomping at the bit wanting to publish this, but yeah, it'll be coming soon, I think. The alpha that's writing to me and telling me these things that we've been talking, you know, he's very slow about getting back to me, so that's going to be a problem for me. Anyway, well, I had a request for a show on a topic I've certainly been avoiding. And I've had another reader that asked me about this too, but this reader specifically asked me to cover this topic, so I'm going to just shovel this out of the way, all right? They wanted me to talk about scat, okay? Now, scat is one of my hard no's, okay? Like, if I don't have very many lines, okay? But blood and scat are two of them, you know? For sure. And I think it's obvious why. I don't know. I don't know why this is even a fetish, okay? But it is. There are alphas that want to shit in or on faggots. And there are faggots out there that want alphas to shit on them or in them, their mouth, or whatever, you know. I thought it was enough that I, you know, licked alpha's assholes, but apparently there are other levels of degradation out there. So, of course, I'm not, it's not like I'm some Pollyanna who's never, you know, I didn't know about scat. You know, I'm a fucking faggot, okay? And I've been a faggot for my entire adult life. So I've definitely known about scat. So of course scat is shit play, right? So, most of the time it involves an alpha shitting on a faggot, in the faggot's mouth, on the faggot's face, usually directly. Sometimes an alpha might shit, you know, on a plate or something and have the faggot eat it or do something with it, right? Most of the time it involves that. Direct shitting, you know. I mean, I think it goes without saying that this can be very harmful, okay? I know there are going to be people out there going to say, oh, no, you know, scat's fine. You can eat all the shit you want, you know. Put it on some spaghetti noodles and just have a, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful meal, you know. No, sorry, okay? Like, it's very dangerous in some respects. Unlike urine is sterile for the most part. And unless the man has some sort of, you know, urinary tract infection, you're not going to really get anything from urine, okay? But shit, involves bacteria in the gut of the man, good and bad bacteria in the gut of the man, that's processing, you know, food waste and, you know, into excrement. It, involves hours of breaking down food, moldering feces in the colon as it passes through the, large intestine, etc. It's not healthy, generally speaking. That's why it smells like that, okay? If it came out smelling like Hostess cupcakes, I would say, well, maybe it's okay, although I don't recommend that you eat a Hostess cupcake either, for that matter. But, you might say, well, God, Sam, it tastes so good. It tastes like a Hostess cupcake. I can't help it. I got to eat it. Whatever. But it doesn't, okay? It doesn't taste like a Hostess cupcake. It doesn't smell like a Hostess cupcake. It ain't a Hostess cupcake, all right? So I wholeheartedly recommend that people do not engage in scat play. Okay? It's not healthy. It's just not a healthy thing to do, I don't know how else to put it. Even if you don't get something from it, some sort of infection or something like that, or you get sick in some way, it's still not healthy to do, to ingest shit. No. You're not a dog, an owner who has a dog and the dog tries to eat some shit off the ground, the owner quickly yanks the dog away. Why? Because our instinct is correct. It's bad for you. You don't want the dog to eat the shit. Okay. You should have more sense than a dog about your own health, your own safety. I don't even understand why this has to even be discussed, because it's just seems to be very obvious to me. But again, I know that there are some faggots out there that feel bad about themselves, and they want to be degraded to the ultimate degree, whether it be serious beatings to the point of bleeding and, hell, even broken bones. I've heard of faggots getting broken bones from being beaten by alphas, treated like a punching bag, etc. Or being shit on, or being forced to eat shit, eating toenails and stuff like that. I don't know what, where that comes from, other than like a deep, like self-loathing, honestly, it makes me a little sad when I see faggots engaging in behavior like that, because I think faggots are worth more than that. They may not be equal to a man, okay? But they're not shit. They're not human shit, And I question the emotional and mental capacities of any faggot that eats shit or wants to eat shit. And I question any man who would force a faggot to eat his shit or to shit on a faggot. There's something missing there. It's kind of like whenever I see a guy who's beaten a dog. What is the mentality of a person, a man who beats a helpless dog or abuses a helpless dog? There's something missing in there, right? I think we can agree on that. Can't you agree with me on that? Well, I think there's something missing mechanically in the thought processes of faggots and alphas who want to do this kind of play, you know. It's, I mean, I find it reprehensible. And I find, I mean, it's, it goes beyond even just the disgusting factor, you know. It's there's something broken inside a person, I think. And it makes me sad, you know. There's this kind of faggot inclination on my part that I'm going to heal the world, you know. And I'm going to fix all the broken toys and in the island of misfit toys, you know. But I this is beyond me in terms of psychology. I can't really wrap my mind around it. So I don't know. But I highly recommend that you do not engage in scat. It doesn't make an appearance on the website. I've never, ever involved myself with it, because I don't even want to promote that, you know. I mean, I think if you look at the site, the topics that I cover, the kind of videos I post, you don't see certain things on the site discussed or shown. I don't even post pictures or anything like that of these certain types of things, like shit eating or overt violence, you know, because I just don't, there's a certain point where it becomes really ugly and hard to look at, and it just seems like such a, it becomes negative, and I just don't think hierarchy should be inherently negative. It should be a positive. It should be something that's fulfilling, not destructive. I don't know, you know. But I think scat and blood and severe pain and things like that, I just think it's beneath people. And I don't think any faggot deserves that. No matter what you think of a faggot, you know, they're worth more than that. They should be. So that is what all I have to say about scat. I can hardly believe that I'm spending my time talking about this on this podcast, but an interview did not happen tonight. So I thought, well, I need to fill a gap here, so I decided to talk about shit play. Ugh. Anyway, so hopefully that answers any questions about my opinion or stance on any of that, okay? Let's never talk about this again, okay? I do have a couple of interviews kind of in the background that are coming, so keep an eye out for that, because one of them I'm really looking forward to doing, so no comment on who that is. I'm not telling you, but I think you guys will enjoy it too. Anyway, I will let you go. I hope you take care, be safe, and I will talk to you soon, okay? Love ya. Bye!